You're with Morning Ireland. It's 12 minutes past eight. The country is returning to life under lockdown this morning with a swathe of restrictions aimed at reducing the spread of COVID-19. According to figures released last night, Cavan is by far the worst affected county. There has also been a significant increase in the number of outbreaks in schools. Meanwhile, there's continuing concern about the tracing system, which became overwhelmed by the number of new cases. This rise in infections here is in line with the situation across most of Europe. Spain has now recorded more than 1 million cases of coronavirus. This morning, the country's health minister warned that drastic measures were needed. A fresh lockdown also begins today in the Czech Republic. Joining us on the line is Dr. Agaritza Baca, Principal Expert for Emergency Preparedness and Response with the European Centre for Disease Control. Good morning.
Good morning.
Looking at the figures coming in this morning on the news wires, record daily rises in Italy, Germany, Poland, the Czech Republic, Ukraine. What went wrong?
I think that this was a little bit expected after leaving people to get together during the summer and the early months of fall, like September. The problem was that we still needed to keep the physical distancing and all that. We tend to want to go back to normal, which is really hard right now, unfortunately, and it's getting us back to the spring numbers, unfortunately.
So where is the virus spreading? I mean, is it in schools? Is it when people are out or about? What's driving this now?
Actually, we don't see so much in schools because children, of course, there are cases, there are small clusters, but the bigger clusters are whenever there are meetings and more, let's say, events indoors. We see a lot in occupational settings still, from business to factories to mines to this type of thing. But we also see what we call household transmission. So any, for example, now if your country is going back to stay home recommendations, then the virus is going to stay in households now, mostly. And that means, of course, that you have smaller vulnerable people to infect, and it will, you know, die down a little bit.
One of the things that people have maybe got solace from over the past month or so is the belief that this time is different because there are fewer people in intensive care and so far there have been fewer deaths. But looking at the figures in the Czech Republic in particular, in the first 17 days of this month, more people died there than in the previous 7 months combined. So how much of a concern is that?
It is. We are looking at all the countries very carefully. Czechia is a very particular case also. They had a very mild, let's say, first wave because they did a very decisive and prompt lockdown in the spring. But now they had a lot of cases, which led them again to lockdown, of course. The thing is, what we have seen and what, for example, colleagues from the U.S. reported was that first you see outbreaks in young people, what we see maybe in the summer, and mostly those young people wanted to get together and go back out and everything. And but those young people didn't really have any complications. So they got over the virus, not too many hospitalizations, not too many ICUs, not too many deaths. Gradually, though, this goes along the age range, kind of progresses. It takes about 130 to 50 days to go through the age range, and it will reach the elderly and more vulnerable we are starting to see again now. Until now, as you say, the ICUs and the number of deaths were really low. Now they're kind of, you know, going up again.
There's considerable controversy in this country at the moment about whether the tracing system can cope, because last weekend it couldn't. When it comes to tackling the spread of this virus, how important is an effective testing and tracing system?
It's the very basis, the cornerstone, what we will say. This is the basis of controlling the virus, actually in the spread of the virus, basically. Because that's the only, let's say, tool we have right now, is to identify the people who are infectious, put them in isolation, and control their contacts. So it's extremely important that this is working, yes.
Listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. That was Dr. Agaritza Bacca there of the European Centre for Disease Control. It's 18 minutes past 8.